This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Zen.
Kia ora.
How are you?
Good.
That's good.
The students are back today.
Yeah, there's a swarm of students all needing to learn now.
Education.
Immediate learning, please.
Damn right. And we're going to help them learn by playing some soul music today.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to look at Otis Redding, who I've never covered on anniversary albums before.
No, you haven't.
No, well, we're looking at Otis Blue.
Yes.
Which is turning 55.
55. Congratulations, yes. Otis Blue.
Congratulations, indeed. So just a bit about Otis Redding. He's from Georgia. He was born in 1941, and he was one of six children. And from an early age, he sung in the Baptist Church choir. He also learned guitar, piano, and drums. So he's a very musical young man. Mm. He also sung in the school band. And as a teen, every week, he would earn $6 singing gospel songs on the local radio station.
My way.
That's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
And it was at age 17 that he got spotted by a local talent quest and quickly got picked up by local bands, basically as a singer, and they included this group, Pat T. Cake and the Mighty Panthers.
Wow.
Which is a cool name. And, this is basically where he got his kind of professional break. They toured a lot of the southern cities, playing predominantly to black audiences, because through the experience, he managed to get signed as a solo artist to Atlantic Records, which was the premier label for soul and R&B music at the time, and then to Stax Records. And with this, they sent him down to Memphis, where Stax Studios was, and he recorded his debut album, Pain in My Heart, with the Stax Band, who were the very famous Booker T and the MGs.
Yes.
Yes. Then, basically, this started a long relationship between him and Booker T and the MGs. They basically toured with him, played on all his records, and it was just a perfect match.
You know, when you're reading out all of these career moments for Otis, it kind of just sounds like a legend. Like, you're like, and the legend of Otis Redding.
The legend of Otis.
And then he found Booker T. <Yeah. laughs>
It's kind of like that, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. When he was done.
So they released two albums in a year, basically, and this was at a time where people just kept recording and releasing stuff. You know, people used to release two or three albums in one year.
Yeah.
And it was just straight back into the studio, one album after another. And this is what happened with Otis Blue. And it was recorded in one 24-hour period in September 1965, pretty much live in the studio.
Not many
overdubs, not many studio trickery.
Okay.
Just, you know, live, raw, in the studio there. And just a very organic live style of soul music, which is very much anchored in blues, gospel, and quite a lot less poppier than Motown, I guess, because Stax Records was kind of associated with this thing called Southern Soul, which obviously the acts we think of when we think of Southern Soul and Stax Records, obviously Otis Redding, Aretha, Wilson Pickett, those people, Booker T and the MGs. And the majority of the songs on this record, they were covers, as this was a thing back then with soul music and R&B. A lot of artists just recorded their own covers of other people's music.
Yeah.
And this was no different for Otis, although there are a couple of tracks on here which were actually written by him. And one in particular we're going to discuss, which is quite a big song.
Okay.
But before we do that, we're going to open with a track which was actually first recorded by Sam Cooke.
Yes.
It's called Shake. And he did his own version for this record. And this version was actually named as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
Ready for a boogie?
Yeah, here's Shake by Otis Redding.
Shake. Shake. Everybody say it. Shake. Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Late in the evening.
Yeah.
In the midnight hour.
Yeah.
When the time going bad now.
Yeah.
Shake with the feeling.
Yeah.
Shake with the feeling. Listen while I talk to you now. Tell you what I'm gonna do now. Got some new things going around there. I tell you what, putting it down now. You move your body all around and just shake. All gone, gone, baby now. Oh, that's the way you do it now. Shake, shake, and take it, baby. Shake it like a bowl of soup, yeah. Let it go loop-de-loop, yeah. Put your hand on the hip now.
Lively live sound.
Yes, it was. It was the live version of Shake, actually. And you can just get a sense there, the energy, the almost just what a great singer.
Absolute pandemonium.
He was. Yes, absolute pandemonium going on there in the crowd. Yes. All right. Well, the next track we're going to play is a more kind of deeper cut. This is called Down in the Valley. And this was actually originally written and recorded by soul singer Solomon Burke in 1962. And this one is more of a slower, bluesy kind of southern track.
Down in the valley, ha, in the valley so low, oh, hang your head over your shoulder, and you can hear the four wind blow. Lonely, lonely, lonely. I have you ever been sad?
Alrighty, so we're here with Sam Smith. If you've just tuned in, we're here with Sam Smith.
Hello.
Doing anniversary albums. We're looking at Otis Redding.
Otis Blue.
He's turning 55.
Yes.
Oh, not he, but the album is. But yes, we'll be concluding this segment after this.
What the bloody hell have you done to my car?
Chill, the burns were there when I borrowed it.
Try again.
The windscreen, well, that's a funny story.
Nah, mate, you've changed the radio to some bloody generic youth brand station. Fool me once, shame on me, but leave the shitting radio on BFM, please.
Love 95 BFM. Sign up for a B-card and you can help us stay Auckland's best radio station since forever. Plus, win sick prizes and get incredible discounts. Sign up for a B-card for just $4.20 a month and support independent media. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.
Look, this is going to sound really f***ing weird, but can you help me? I have guns bolted to my hands.
Guns Akimbo, the gleeful new action comedy extravaganza from New Zealand's own Jason Lee Howden, director of Deathgasm.
It's showtime.
Guns Akimbo, starring Daniel Radcliffe and Samara Weaving, in cinemas March 5th.
Ugh, I hate cyclists.
They always look so happy.
Yeah, and they're always riding right past traffic.
Bike lanes, it's not like we get special car lanes.
Wouldn't it be funny if I started riding a bike, just to show them?
Yeah, show them what it's like. Shove that fast, fun and efficient transport right in their healthy little faces.
T. White's Bikes are your number one in independent bicycle sales and repairs, with bikes for every budget. T. White's Bikes, Simon Street. Fuck traffic, ride a bike.
Would you look at the bloody lineup of this year's Cross Street Music Festival? The Bats, Church and AP, The Lairs, Same Name Confusion, K2K, Matt Bizzle, Edie, Cindy, Leaping Tiger. Hey, B-card holders, if you want to win a double pass to this absolute corker, stay tuned to BFM all this week. 95BFM presents Cross Street Music Festival, March 7th, 5pm till midnight. Tickets available now at ticketferry.com.
Yes, hello everyone, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and you're tuned into Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith.
Hello,
Sam.
Kia ora. Kia ora everyone, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, so we've been looking at Otis Blue, which is turning 55.
It is, and I'm going to tell you about its reception.
Yes.
It had modest success. It reached number 6 in the UK, where Otis Redding was always very popular. It also topped the R&B chart in the States, but only managed a lowly 75 in the Billboard pop charts, which is a bit of a shame. It did help him cross over, though, into the pop market and pretty much opened his music up to more white audiences. Remember, soul and R&B back then was still, I guess...
Well, society was already...
It was all very segregated.
Yes.
If you were a black artist, you were kind of on these charts over here, and all the white people are kind of over here.
Yeah.
And but he was breaking down those barriers, as were all those musicians.
Yeah, quite a lot of musicians.
Absolutely. It's since gone on to be considered his best album and most complete work. BBC Music said it stands at the crossroads of pop, rock, gospel, blues and soul. Pitchfork cited the album as the 1960s greatest studio recorded soul LP. There you go.
Yes.
And it's just seen as a great, great soul record. Enemy voted it the 35th best album of all time. Rolling Stone magazine voted it the 74th best album of all time. And according to Acclaimed Music, which collects data on how many times an album appears in one of those, critics' all-time lists, this album is the 68th most frequently ranked record on critics' all-time lists.
Aww.
There you go. So that's pretty good. So it's an ultimate soul record, a massive influence, pretty much every soul musician who's come since it, particularly male singers. It's just a shame that his life was tragically cut so short in 1967. Just 2 years after this record came out, he sadly died in a helicopter crash, I believe.
Did he?
Yeah.
I had no idea how he passed away.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So very suddenly. And
very suddenly, unexpected, nothing to do with health issues or anything.
That's so sad.
It is, because he could have gone on and did even more greater things.
Yes, he could have.
But yeah, he remains just a great soul singer. Obviously, he's absolutely a legend. He's in my personal big... I've got this list of the big five soul singers.
Yeah.
And he's in that list along with Aretha, Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder.
They're my
big five.
Yes, I agree.
So on that note, we're actually going to play a track, which you all know, but you might not know This song was made famous by Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
It's called Respect, obviously. It's her big hit. But it's actually written by Otis Redding.
Yes.
Yes. And he wrote and recorded it 2 years prior to her doing her version. It's his song.
But part of what Aretha used to do is cover people's songs that she respected.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she was just doing it as a tribute to Otis.
Absolutely. And a fun fact about this version of the track is that Isaac Hayes plays piano on this song.
Oh.
And he actually co-produced this record, Otis Blue.
Fantastic.
He was a songwriter and producer for Stax in the 60s before he became his own big soul, big solo artist.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
And I'll see you next week.
Shoo. Bye.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for is respect when I come home.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.